Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
How are you, Lee Cairncross?
I'm so well, Aria Kelman. So, so well.
We just listened to that Taylor Swift song, which always leaves me like wanting to sort of gasp for air while I'm speaking. So like, how are you, Lee?
I'm totally fine.
Should we talk about travel? We totally should. My face does light up, though, when I speak about travel.
Oh, because it's one of those things that you can't help but be excited about.
Yeah.
You can't speak about travel and have, like, a grumpy face. Otherwise, you're not a nice person.
No, this is the thing. And I'm so excited for what we're going to do in the next half hour on Start the Adventure, because it's all inspired by a YouTube video that we watched.
Yes, we did.
In fact, we watched a lot of YouTube videos.
We watched so many YouTube videos.
We were just watching YouTube videos of people traveling around the world.
I think there was a lot of FOMO involved, though.
I had to cry myself to sleep that night.
Fetal position. But it was incredible to kind of see what people do, where they go, some of the craziest spots, weirdest things that you won't necessarily know about unless you have the insider's info to it. It was phenomenal.
Absolutely. One of the videos we came across, which has kind of inspired our conversation today, and we're going to touch base with really dope travel bloggers all around the world, was this video this guy posted on YouTube. It's had over 2.2 million views. Basically, it's a 3-minute video of 3 years of travel. In the video, he goes to India, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, Ukraine, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Austria, Greece, Italy, the Vatican. He goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
And he puts together this 3-minute video, which has some really, really great quotes. And I thought it would just set the tone for what we're doing today, because it's inspirational and it's motivational and it's all of that stuff. And I'm going to get emotional just listening back to it. By the way, we're going to post all these videos on our STA travel page on cliffcentral.com, so you'll be able to see them. But man, I mean, you hear audio like this and you just want to jump on a plane and go somewhere and then be able to write this kind of thing. Because he was totally able to write this because of that travel experience.
Exactly, I'm sure. Like, it's so heartfelt, it's so endearing, it's so experiential that you're like, he experienced it.
Take a listen to the passion in this guy's voice based on 3 years of traveling the world.
What do you want to do in your life? What makes you tick? What makes you feel awe? Don't be misled into thinking that you're supposed to do anything. You are supposed to do only what you choose to do. Follow your bliss. Stop looking for reasons why you can't, and look for reasons why you can. And if you can, you should.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Stop looking for reasons why you can't and start looking for reasons why you can. And if you can, you should. And that's really what we've tried to communicate this whole year, is that traveling is not as hard as people think it is.
It's not. I mean, we don't necessarily have to have that credit card.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have that 8,000 rand pair of shoes. You know, you don't necessarily have to be driving that car where the installments are something ridiculous. You know, like a down payment on a house, because people drive cars. That's expensive. Like, it's not necessary. And so you have this expensive lifestyle materially, but you forego the experience. So just swap it around. Like, if you don't live on credit.
Yeah.
You know, we can save. We can find ways to travel. You know, start small. Start with your country and then kind of grow from there.
Absolutely. We really want to ask the question over the next few, why should I travel? And before Lee and I answer it, we thought we'd enlist people who are way doper than what we are, or certainly than what I am. some of these travel bloggers, I mean, people don't even know what a big thing travel blogging is, right? But it's huge.
It's incredibly massive. Sometimes it's just started out as a hobby for some people, and then they kind of gain following on their social media platforms, and some our corporations get involved and actually get to pay them to have these phenomenal experiences. So it's all about how you harness it, actually.
Absolutely. So we tracked down some really, really dope travel bloggers. I can guarantee you 7. There might be some more if we got time.
Ooh.
We chose 7 because there's 7 continents in the world.
You're so clever.
Now, the first one I had on the show a couple of weeks ago, he's basically this guy who is backpacking around the world and has backpacked for many, many years on a serious, serious budget. At the moment, he's on a 2-year backpacking trip from the UK to it's Papua, hey?
Yeah.
Papua New Guinea.
How much is his budget per day?
It's like a dollar. It's like not even. It's like really, really like next to nothing. And his whole blog is called thebrokebackpacker.com, where he gives lots of tips in terms of how you can travel on a budget. So take a listen to what the broke backpacker had to say when we asked him, why should I travel? Take a listen to this. Oh, no. Hang on. Let me turn the volume up on that. Here we go.
Hi guys, my name is Will Hatton and I run the Broke Backpacker, which is an extreme budget adventure blog. I want to tell you guys today why everybody should travel, and to be honest, the answer is pretty damn simple. Like, to be honest, if you don't travel, you're not really going to be in a position where you're necessarily pushing your boundaries, and you're not necessarily going to be out of your comfort zone. And for me, anyway, I always find that the further I'm out of my comfort zone, the more I tend to learn, and the more I tend to see, and the more I tend to experience. When you travel, you meet cool people, you see cool things, you come across cultures you had absolutely no idea about, you taste weird foods, you get sick, you know, you're constantly learning, evolving, and just having a good time. Traveling isn't always easy, but it is always rewarding. So, my words to you on this sunny, sunny day, whilst I sit in Berlin and prepare to go and check out an abandoned army base, pretty excited about that, is to ditch your desks, hit the road, and see what you can find, because if you do that, I can promise you, it might not be easy, it might not always be particularly clean or warm, but I can promise that you will get a lot out of it. Travelling has hands down changed my life, and absolutely anybody can do what I do. Anybody can ditch your desk, hit the road, and see the world. So, yeah, cheers, do it, and have a great day.
I dig it, nice words.
I love that, it's hey. So simple.
Yeah.
Oh, can we go traveling?
I love what it's at @wondering_will on Twitter, what the broke backpacker was saying about if you don't travel, that you're actually not pushing your boundaries.
Yeah.
Because sitting around a dinner table, right, how often do you resort back to the story of when you were traveling?
Oh, of course. And especially if there are, you actually have a captive audience as well who want to hear and want to share and yeah. want to experience that story or that experience with you. Oh, my goodness.
Because you don't do things in your day-to-day life. I mean, cool stuff happens, but when you're traveling is when you do all the cool stuff, like jump off of bridges or go swim with dolphins. And that's actually the stuff that becomes some of the greatest stories of your life that, you know, you tell people again and again. I always speak about stories of when I was traveling.
I think it also changes your perspective. Like, you can't only think the way you think.
Mm.
Like, when you travel, when you go into other countries, you learn how their culture learns or how they speak and how they view things as well. And you kind of, every time you go somewhere, at least in my experience, every time you go somewhere, you've adopted something
yeah.
from that place that you visited. And that kind of becomes part of you as well. You can't help but change when you travel.
Absolutely. We're asking, why should I travel? We also asked Candace Walsh, a professional experience collector. Damn. Professional experience collector is what the Twitter bio says. She's been seen on the BBC. She's a really, really well-known travel blogger. Her website is freecandy.com. We asked her, why should I travel? Take a listen to what her take on the whole thing is.
My name is Candace Walsh, and I'm a travel blogger at freecandy.com. I'm Canadian, but I currently live in Berlin, Germany, and I've been traveling for about 5 years pretty consistently now. I honestly feel that travel is the absolute best education you can possibly have. I didn't start traveling until I was in my 20s, and up until then, what I knew of the world was just what I had read or seen in the news. And what the media tells you and what your own experiences will tell you are just two very different things. And there's no way to really understand how big and diverse the world is until you're actually out there living it. And I think that if we were all more exposed to more cultures, the world would be a much more peaceful place. I like that as I'm traveling, I'm always learning something new. And, I mean, even being in Berlin, the history here is just incredible. And actually living that history or seeing the scars of war is just such an enlightening, important experience that I feel everyone should have.
I love what Candace is speaking about there in terms of if we were exposed to more cultures, the world would be a more peaceful place. Because I don't know, traveling just kind of teaches you to respect how other people live their lives.
Oh, completely. There's this Maya Angelou quote, which I'm going to read. I know we find travel quotes cheesy, but this is a really good one. Perhaps travel cannot prevent bigotry, but by demonstrating that all peoples cry, laugh, eat, worry, and die, it can introduce the idea that if we try and understand each other, we may even become friends.
100%. Yeah, it teaches you so much about other people. I remember walking around Thailand. I just touched down. I think I was in Bangkok walking around and seeing all the monks out. And just looking at how they live their lives. It was before the bustle. It was like really early in the morning in the streets of Bangkok. And the monks were just out and they were kind of just, you know, doing their thing as they do every day, unfazed by the tourists that, you know, were sort of flowing into the city. And it's just, I mean, there's so many people that don't get along in the world right now, that when you go to other countries and you see how other people live and you see how they interact with their families and they interact with their culture and their religion, it teaches you just a little bit of humility and a whole lot of respect for how other people live their lives.
Oh, completely. Oh, completely. I think tied to that as well is it actually helps you develop your tolerance as well. Yes, we should be accepting, but there's certain things that perhaps that are not familiar to you, and you learn how to tolerate those things. I was in Italy, and I remember going into a cafe, and the Italians, they go into a cafe and they order the espresso shot and they kind of, you know, call at the barman and everybody's kind of shouting over one another and they kind of pushing against one another because everybody just wants to get their shot and go. Nobody sits down to actually have their cafe. And you're like, all I want is to sit down and enjoy my cappuccino.
Yeah.
And you learn tolerance. And at the end of my 3 month stint there, I developed an appreciation for it.
Mm.
So my tolerance developed into an appreciation. And now I go into cafes and I'm like, oh, where are the Italians kind of pushing up against one another? You know, ordering the espresso shots. It's a beautiful thing, I think.
I love that. I love it. It teaches you an appreciation.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what it does. When you enter somebody else's country, you experience the way they live their lives, you learn so much from them, and you leave a better person, appreciative of the unbelievable vast amounts of cultures that there are in this world.
Oh, incredibly so.
All right, let's touch base with someone who is an African travel activist. We know Mzansi Girl. We're a big fan.
We are a huge fan.
MzansiGirl.com is her blog. She's an Afri travel curator. Loves Africa and everything about Africa and all the different countries and visiting them. Let's take a listen to what Mzansi Girl said when we asked her our big question, which is, why should I travel?
Hi, my name is Marushka Govinda and I run a travel blog called MzansiGirl.com. For the time I was a little kid, I've always wanted to travel. I think I was inspired by road trips with my parents, and family travel was always a sort of priority in my family. For me, travel opens up the world. It makes it smaller and bigger at the same time. The more I travel, the more I appreciate people's diversity. But then you also realize how alike we are. I guess the more I travel, the more I appreciate home too. For me, I travel to learn. I love history, nature, architecture, but mostly I love meeting people. I mean, as much as I'm proudly Mzansi, I love the exotic, and meeting people from all over the world is just fascinating. I mean, for me, I travel for culture, to taste different foods, to experience the arts, music, and embrace cultural differences. I guess some people are just too comfortable in their comfort zones. I mean, traveling isn't always easy. It's tiring. You have to deal with the bad too, cultural differences, language differences, airport security, and constant packing. But in the end, it's the experiences that really make it so worth it. I guess travel is an education all on its own. It's the school of life on a grander scale. When I return home from a trip, I'm inspired by the good, by the bad too, but I'm in a creative space. I mean, at the end of the day, you can spend your money on things. I prefer, though, to invest in experiences. They can never be taken away from you. Memories will be cherished forever. And I guess I have a blog so I can write it all down. So travel is an investment in yourself, and it truly makes me happy.
Andy, this is exactly what you were speaking about, that, you know, memories last forever. You can choose to have an expensive car, but, I mean, that car can be taken from you. But that time that you kind of couldn't stop laughing with your friend because your water tube things popped on some random river in Thailand, which is what happened to me, that can't be taken away from you.
Oh, of course. And it's even, I like what Mzansi Girl mentioned, is that you become inspired by the good stuff. But there's also some of the bad stuff that sometimes isn't that glamorous. But there's a story out of that. I remember being in Madrid, and it was a quick in and out. And we were like, we really want to see the city, but we were delayed and we couldn't make it to our accommodation, and ended up sleeping at the airport to kind of make it in time for our flight the next day.
Okay.
So it was insane. The night we didn't sleep, but we ended up in the streets of Madrid, Movida, met some Brazilian people, ended up in a salsa club, you know, managed to get to the airport and made our flight in time. But totally unexpected, not what we had planned, a bit of an inconvenience at some of those points, but now I have a story to tell.
Yeah. Sometimes when inconvenient stuff is happening when I'm traveling, I'm actually just like, flip, bring it on, man. I love it, because this is going to be the best story to tell. You don't want to say everything went according to plan. You want to be like, I had to sleep at the airport. I love that. Really, really dope point there. Moving on, Annette White is an experienced collector. Boom. Shut that down. A travel writer, a bucket list guru, a dabbling photographer, and a restaurateur. Her blog is called bucketlistjourney.net. We asked her, why should I travel? Take a listen to her take on the whole thing.
One of the main reasons that I travel the world, and I think others should too, is that it is an amazing opportunity for continuous learning. Not only about the places that you are fortunate enough to visit and the people that you'll be meeting there, but also about yourself. I mean, travel is going to push you way out of your comfort zone. You are going to be immersed in different lifestyles and cultures. You'll be trying to navigate cities where you don't speak the language and indulging in strange foreign foods that you can't even begin to pronounce. But taking these risks and facing your fears is where you can discover a lot about your true self and the strength that you never thought you had. Personal growth can really happen when you are having these new experiences and facing challenges like these. You're going to learn how to be adaptable. You're going to learn that you're very capable, and how to really be accepting of the differences around the world. I mean, that is just one tiny glimpse of the multitude of incredible things that travel can do for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love what you said, that it's going to push you.
Yeah.
And you learn so much about yourself. I remember being in Argentina, couple of weeks in, obviously couldn't speak Spanish, so that in itself was, you know, pushing me, and I kind of need to expand my perspective. But I got invited over for what they call an asado, which is the Argentine equivalent of a braai.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, man. I know braai. Ain't no thing. And I go to the fire, and I'm like, I actually can't tell what that is. Like I don't know what that is. The one thing they offered was called morcilla. There's no English equivalent for that. And then something else was chinchulín. I later discovered that morcilla is like a blood sausage.
Oh, no.
And chinchulín was intestine.
And you'd already eaten it?
I'd already eaten it. You're there. You're in the place. You're in the culture. You know, you're trying to be hospitable.
Gotta be in it.
People have invited you over. They want to get to know you. And this is what they've prepared. And you have obviously come into their space, into their country, into their culture, and so you have to try these things.
You got to try them. And you got to be able to tell the story, which is exactly what you just did, and you'll tell it a million times more because it's a dope story. We asked some of the coolest travel bloggers in the world, in our opinion, to answer the question, why should I travel? Robert Schrader is the guy behind leaveyourdailyhell.com. He's a contributor for about.com, Huffington Post Travel, Business Insider. This is his answer to our big question.
Hey there, Kelman on Central listeners. This is Robert Schrader from leaveyourdailyhell.com, and I'm here to tell you why I think you should travel. For me, it's a very existential matter. All that separates the living from the dead is the ability to sense, to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, to touch. The breadth and depth of your sensory experience not only comprises your life, but defines it. We all differ on what we believe the meaning of life to be and what we believe might come after it, but we all agree that we should make the most of the life we have right now. And there's no better way to do that than traveling, which also has the added benefit of connecting you with billions of other mostly wonderful human beings who have no idea what they're doing on this rock either. Make sure to check out my website, leaveyourdailyhell.com, to get informed, inspired, entertained, and empowered to travel.
I dig it.
I like that you'll meet people.
Yeah.
But it's so true. I know some of my closest friends are actually from other countries. So we're not close in proximity. But when we were traveling, when we met one another on those trips, there was a connection that was made instantaneously.
That's it. And that's what happens. Travelers somehow manage to find each other when they're traveling. There's, you know, unbelievable stories from a lot of these travel bloggers around surfing couches and all that kind of thing. Let's move on to another one here. We're going to touch base with Eileen Adalid, who quit her job at 21 to travel the world. She's one of the top 50 travel bloggers worldwide based on traffic. Let's take a listen to Eileen answering why one should travel. We've got a lot of answers to this question right now. Mm-hmm. If you're not inspired to travel at this point,
what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Eileen, take it away.
Hey, Kelman and Cliff Central. This is Eileen Adalid from IamEileen.com. As a travel blogger and online personality, I receive a lot of messages from people all over the world every day. And one of the most common questions that I get is, why should I travel? Now, there are a million of reasons available out there that would answer this question perfectly. But if you were to ask me, it just all boils down to this idea. You should travel because it will change you in so many ways, permanently and for the better. Simply put, it will make you an awesome person because travel truly makes people better people. I grew up in a small island in the Philippines, and with that kind of rural lifestyle, you bet that I built my own little bubble, a comfort zone with little to no regard for the outside world. But once I had my first travel experience, I realized that there are so many beautiful things that I don't know of. So a new kind of curiosity started to burn in me. I wanted to meet more people, to experience various cultures, and to try far more things for as much as I could. And so I set off on various adventures, and after every trip that I took, it slowly transformed the way that I think and act. I became more confident, but humble, independent, but sociable, fearless, but careful. Travel wholly changed the way that I relate to the world, and I had a greater appreciation for life. Mark Twain is famous for the quote that says how travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. And that is so true. You will be exposed to various perspectives and you will be pushed to your boundaries. All in all, you should travel because it will be the best decision that you will ever make and you will never, ever regret it.
Boom. Eileen Adelaide articulating it beautifully.
Perfectly. The legend of the travel bug is so true.
Mm.
Like she said, she was in her bubble on her island, and the first time that she had a taste of travel, there was that curiosity that started developing. There was something inside of her that was like, I need more. And that's exactly what this travel bug does. Like, you just, all it takes is one bite. All it takes is one taste and you're hooked.
That's it. That's all it takes. Really, really well-known African travel blogger, Kachi Nzama, is also one of the people that we thought we had to touch base with on this question. She's good at traveling Africa on a budget. She's a travel influencer. She's backpacked from Cape to Cairo, which I know is something that STR Travel can help you out in terms of getting that experience.
Oh, we can totally help you do that.
Totally hook you up. Let's take a listen to her answering that big question, yeah?
Hello, everyone. It's the Solo Wanderer here. And today I would love to share with you why I believe everyone should be traveling. So I am Kachi and I travel the continent and promote Africa to Africans and anyone who is interested in learning more about our continent. There's just so much to discover. And with all these different religions, cultures, the amount of food you could try, every single day, the amazing beers that are out there, you need to get out of your comfort zone. And I always tell people that when you're going to travel, don't travel as a tourist, because a tourist is somebody who they travel, but they don't actually know where they have been. But you should travel as a traveler. And a traveler is somebody who goes out and mixes with the people, the local people in the chosen destination, and you just explore it every day. You get out of your comfort zone and you make peace with knowing that I am out of my comfort zone and things are going to be different. but it's not a bad difference because you get to learn so much. You open yourself up to different languages. There's just so much to explore. I mean, we've got 54 African countries in just on our continent, and it's just so amazing, and it makes sense why anybody and everybody would love to just come back every single time to Africa just to explore what we have right here, from our lakes to our mountains. They want to hike up to the top of our mountains, and that is why I think you also need to get out and go out there and explore what Africa has for you.
Power. Got to do it. Love Kachi.
Yeah, hit the nail on the head. Be a traveler, not a tourist.
That's it. All right, I said we do seven, but I got a tweet here from Vaughn Max saying, hope that we get chance to play out the at Trevor Manuel clip. And we got it. So very quickly, this is Trevor, not Trevor Manuel, Lauren Manuel of thetravelmanual.com, a freelance writer and photographer. This is Lauren's opinion on why you should travel, yeah?
Hi, I'm Lauren Manuel McShane, and together with my husband Vaughn, we run thetravelmanual.com. And for us, yeah, there's nothing quite like stepping into a new country for the first time. You know, the intoxication of new languages, people, scents, and terrain. And often we do find that the real magic really happens when you've been in a country for a little bit longer than just a short visit, where you actually immerse yourself in a community, you actually get to build relationships, and that's when you find out that you're not so different after all. You're not that foreign from each other, and you actually have so many beautiful commonalities between one another. And I know that as humans, we often fear the unknown, and, you know, we sort of love our comfort zone. And, yeah, something that we really want and wish for everyone that, you know, reads our blog is that you need to start small. You know, if even in your own city, go out and explore new spots in your own city. And then, you know, you expand and you go out and you visit a new town, a new region in South Africa. And then hopefully one day you decide, okay, this world is just way too small to just see and even stay in one corner of it. There is too much beauty. And yeah, this is something that we do encourage, and we hope that you do go out and travel and discover.
Just beautiful message there. Love it. The beautiful message.
Perfect.
we're running out of time here.
Oh, man, there's so much to say.
There's so much to say. I know that we kicked it off. Obviously, we said we were going to speak about traveling and why one should travel at the top of this, because we were inspired by this video, 3 years of travel in 3 minutes, which we'll post the link to on cliffcentral.com on the Start the Adventure STO Travel page. And we kicked it off, and there was that whole talking point, stop looking for reasons why you can't and start looking for reasons why you can. And if you can, you totally should. And I kind of just want to play a little bit more of that video of this guy that traveled to, you know, all these different countries. But we need to do an exercise while we do it, right?
Okay.
You need to do me a favor here. You need to close your eyes.
Okay, eyes are closed.
I'm going to play the audio.
Yeah.
And while this audio is playing, I really want you to think of some of the most iconic places in the world. Think of some of the dopest mountains, the coolest oceans, some of the most buzzing cities. And I want you to kind of just picture yourself there, or think about the time that you were there. I want you to dream a little while you listen to this. You ready to do the exercise? Eyes closed?
Eyes are closed.
Let's do this together, everyone.
What does it feel like to be present? To be here, in the now, and fully experiencing this moment. Free from any weight of the past or any anticipation of the future. Just free. Free to realize that only you can control how you feel about anything. Free to see things for what they really are. And free to give your time and energy to what really matters.
Yeah, man. You got to start that adventure, yo.
Start it.
Start that adventure.
If you can, do it.
You got to do it. It's so easy, by the way. Cliffcentral.com. Check out the Start the Adventure page. I'm going to post this video. Also on that page, you'll find a really cool inquiry form in terms of asking STA Travel what it is that you want to do, where you want to travel. You just fill it out. They literally ask you, because I was doing it a little earlier on. Yeah, I was doing it. They say here, just tell us... Tell us how we can help you start your adventure.
Right. I think often you see things advertised and you're like, oh, you know, I really want to travel, but I don't really want to go on that trip that they've advertised. It's cool.
Yeah.
Like, there's other stuff that we can help send you on. If you want to do Cape to Cairo, we can help send you on Cape to Cairo. If you want to go to the Arctic, we can help send you to the Arctic. If you want to go dive the Great Barrier Reef, we can go help you do that as well. So go on to cliffcentral.com, go on to the SDA or start the adventure page, fill out that form, add as much or as little as what you like, and then we'll get in touch with you.
Absolutely. And keeping up with STA Travel is easy. How do we get involved?
You can check us out online, statravel.com, and check us out on Twitter, STA Travel SA, as well as on our Facebook page, STA Travel South Africa.
Fantastic. Lee, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
And shout out to all the different bloggers that got involved there, thebrokebackpacker.com, freecandy.com, mzanzigirl.com, bucketlistjourney.net, leaveyourdailyhell.com, iameileen.com, and travelwithkachi.com. Very, very cool hearing from all those travel bloggers. Keep doing what you're doing. Lee, so dope.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.